This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news that economic implications of the fear of China's virus is continuing to grow, even if the virus spread itself is peaking. In China, the COVID-19 numbers are still rising, up to 69,300 and a 2,000 rise from Saturday. The death toll is up to 1,670 from 1,525 on this time on Saturday. This time a week ago, the Chinese were reporting 40,500 and 910 deaths, so the doubling has stopped. The lockdown of Hubei province is getting even stricter. The toll on frontline workers dealing with the emergency is frightening. And China doesn't only have the coronavirus to worry about. Air pollution, especially in Beijing, is really bad again. And that is despite much reduced economic activity due to the virus cutbacks. And more research is suggesting that the impact on China and many other Asian economies is likely to be tougher than earlier assumed. Further, a raft of new disputes is sure to flood international courts and arbitration, as increasing numbers of Chinese companies claim force majeure on existing supply contracts. And China also released its fourth quarter 2019 current account data, which showed a surplus of $14 billion in the period and $61 billion for the whole year. That is a surplus of only 0.2% of GDP, tiny in world scale. For goods alone, the surplus was $160 billion in 2019 and still only 0.7% of GDP. They ran a large countervailing deficit in services. In Europe, however, they reported a goods trade surplus in 2019 of $380 billion, or 6% of EU GDP. That is a completely different scale to China's, and they released their fourth quarter GDP outcome and it revealed only tiny growth. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. With Hatch, anyone can invest in the US share markets. Through Hatch, Kiwi investors can easily invest in over 2,900 of the world's best-known companies like Tesla, Apple, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, and Amazon. With no minimum investment and fractional investing, investors can buy portions of companies they may not normally be able to afford and quickly build an exciting investment portfolio. Visit hatch.as/investing to learn more. In Hong Kong, they're facing their largest deficit ever as the government there continues spending following the widespread protest movement and now the flu epidemic. In Singapore, they too are planning a major increase in deficit spending boosted by election year sweeteners. In the US, retail sales rose only marginally in January, up 0.3% from the prior month, but on a year-on-year basis, they're up 4.4% from January 2019. American industrial production fell, however, down 0.8% in January from a year ago. Clearly, the rise in retail sales isn't based on locally manufactured goods. The drop is the first time a January has shrunk since 2016 and continues a string of seven monthly year-on-year declines. This time, the reasons given were unseasonably warm weather, which held down the output of utilities, and Boeing's cutbacks. But consumers aren't worried, with one measure of sentiment rising a little in February. In Canada, existing home sales rose 12% in January from the same month in 2019, with prices up 11% on the same basis. The property market is especially hot in Toronto. Local mortgage rates there are falling. In Australia, their largest home loan lender has trimmed fixed mortgage interest rates, promoting an eye-catching 2.99% rate for 1, 2 and 3-year rates, down from 3.29%, and the largest cuts to this level are for investors. But as regular listeners will know, these are package rates that involve a range of fees and other cost obligations, so their comparative rate is a better way to match them with New Zealand rates. On that basis, the new CBA comparative rate is between 4.37% and 4.59%. Aussies still pay far more for fixed rates loans than we do. And here's another message, this time to let you know that we're working with the folks at calculate.co.nz to bring you an expanded range of uniquely helpful, high-quality calculators. Visit interest.co.nz/calculators regularly, as we are adding new ones often. US Treasury 10-year yield is now just on 1.59%, and that's lower by 2 basis points from where we left it on Saturday, and little changed over the past week. Gold rose on Saturday to $1,584 an ounce. However, for all the uncertainty, gold has only had a 1% gain in the past week. US oil prices are firm at just on $52 a barrel. The Brent benchmark is also up slightly to just on $57 a barrel. But in an interesting sign, the price of gas in China has hit a record low as demand collapses. Other energy prices won't be far behind. The Kiwi dollar will start today softer at just on 64.4 US cents. On the cross rates, we've held at 95.4 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're also unchanged at 59.4 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index is now 70.2 and 0.6% higher than this time last week. Bitcoin has fallen hard over the weekend, now at $9,434, which is an 8.3% dive, and taking the weekly change negative for -0.4%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts, we're also on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chasten, and we'll do this again tomorrow.